Hello, my name is James calling from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we're not selling anything. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, sir. And in this case, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else? Sorry, I was not able to hear you, sir. Can you repeat it again? Sorry?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. Thank you for that answer. And as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote
almost,
in the state?
Almost always.
Almost always? Okay. Thank you, sir. And, well, would you tell me which age group you belong to?
Over 75.
Over 75? Okay. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are ahead in the right direction or wrong direction?
Headed in the right direction.
In the right direction. Okay. If the elections for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democrat candidate? Probably vote for the Democrat candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
Republican. Let me mark that down in here. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions for of some people and organizations as well. You may have hear of them or not. As I read each one, please tell me whenever you have a very favorable opinion of them, or if you have somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you don't recognize them, just let me know, okay? The first one will be Walt Disney World as a person.
Good opinion.
Good opinion, okay. Now, let's talk about Anna Scamani.
Bad opinion.
Bad opinion. Greg Poole.
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
Don't know.
Don't know. Joe Biden?
Bad opinion.
Bad opinion, okay. Ron DeSantis?
Good opinion.
Good opinion. Donald Trump?
Good opinion.
The National Rifle Association?
Good opinion.
Good opinion. And the planet Parenthood?
I didn't understand you.
Let me go spell it out for you. PLINNED Parenthood.
Oh, Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood. Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Good opinion.
Good opinion. And the last option, Rick Scott.
Good opinion.
Good opinion. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the job of Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative.
I'm going to give you about one more minute, man. I'm done. I don't have this much time.
Oh, well, it kind of takes a little bit more, but it won't take too much. I can guarantee you that. A couple of minutes, that's all.
All right.
Okay, now thinking about the job of Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve her, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Now, if the election for a state representative were held today, Would you definitely vote for re-elect Anna Scamani? Probably vote for to re-elect her. Probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new.
Vote for someone new.
Vote for someone new. Okay, thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, or Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Trump.
Trump, okay. Now, if the elections for the United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Neither.
Neither. Okay, let me mark that down in here. If the election for a state representative were today and their candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Republican.
Republican, it will be Greg Poole, okay. Greg Poole, okay. Now, as you may know, there will also be amendment for the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. Now, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when it's necessary to protect the patient health has determined by the patient healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has to abort. Will you vote yes to support the amendment, or you will say no? You will oppose to that?
No.
No. Okay. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? For example, making housing more affordable, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, creating jobs and improving wages, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, lowering inflation, passing common sense gun safety legislation, reducing the cost of the insurance, fighting crime and protecting the public, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, improving our public schools. The last one will be protecting our air and water, or another one.
Can you say all of the above?
All of the above. Let me go ahead and mark that down here. 1 second. Thank you for your answer. And which is the most important issue for you? For you. Supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, stopping the flow of the illegal immigration, creating jobs and improving wages, keeping abortion
the flow of illegal immigration.
Thank you. Let me mark that down in here. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Making housing more affordable, reducing traffic congestion, reducing crime and protecting the public, lowering the burden of property taxes, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, expanding and modernizing the public transportation, or another one?
All of the above.
All of the above.
I'm ready to walk out the door, man. You better hurry up.
We're almost done. We're almost done. We're almost done. Okay. Now, which is the next most important issue? Reducing traffic congestion, reducing crime and protecting the public, lowering the burden of property,